This PBS NewsHour podcast is supported in part by Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. Thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target and destroy cancer-causing proteins right inside the cell. It's how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Welcome to the NewsHour. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer continued a week of Oval Office diplomacy today, arriving at the White House for meetings with President Donald Trump and his team.
Starmer is the second of three critical European allies to meet with the president this week. French President Macron was here on Monday, and Ukraine's president arrives tomorrow. On the agenda today, as with all three leaders, the brutal war in Ukraine and President Trump's efforts to make a deal with the invader, Russia's Vladimir Putin. Lisa Desjardins reports.
As UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer pulled up to the White House today,
President Trump, can you get a peace deal done in Ukraine?
Yes.
Ukraine was top of mind before he and President Trump even got inside. In the Oval Office,
we're going to be discussing many things today.
Starmer, the Labour Party leader, made his pitch for the U.S. to include Ukraine and all of Europe in negotiations.
We want to work with you to make sure that peace deal is enduring, that it lasts, that it's a deal that goes down as a historic deal that nobody breaches.
But for his tougher asks, Starmer brought a sweetener, a letter direct from King Charles, inviting Trump for a historic second state visit 7 years after his first.
The answer is yes. On behalf of our wonderful First Lady, Melania, and myself, the answer is yes.
From there, Trump gave a show of confidence that a peace deal between Kyiv and Moscow would hold. Starmer, as well as French President Emmanuel Macron, have both agreed to send troops to the region to keep the peace if a deal is reached. The U.S., on the other hand,
I don't think we're going to even be necessary, but I don't think there'll be any problem with keeping the deal with the security.
Earlier this week, Starmer announced UK's defense budget will rise to 2.5% by 2027, a move clearly aimed at pleasing Trump.
We get along very famously, as you would say.
But as Trump praised Starmer, he indicated he trusts Russian President Vladimir Putin to stick to any peace deal.
I've known him for a long time now, and I don't believe he's going to violate his word.
That in stark contrast to how Starmer and the UK has viewed Putin, as the press noted.
It sounds as though one of you completely trusts President Putin, and one of you doesn't trust him an inch.
At the same time, Trump played up his relationship with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who will be in Washington tomorrow to sign off on a critical minerals deal. Reporters pointed out comments Trump clearly made about Zelensky online just last week.
Mr. President, do you still think that Mr. Zelensky is a dictator?
Did I say that? I can't believe I said that.
Trump stood by his push for tariffs, including with Europe. And throughout, both leaders stressed the importance of a strong U.S.-UK alliance. But Trump not so subtly reminded his counterpart about their relative strength.
Could you take on Russia by yourselves?
Well.
Awkward moments became more open disagreement when a reporter asked about Vice President Vance's criticisms of the U.K. Earlier this month, Vance decried the U.K. as censoring free speech, particularly religious expression. Today, Vance seemed focused on the internet and how to handle inflammatory, sometimes threatening speech, arguing British policy blocking some was a U.S. concern.
What the British do in their own country is up to them, but also affect American technology companies and, by extension, American citizens. So that is something that we'll talk about today at lunch.
Starmer immediately responded with a polite, back off.
Well, no, I mean, certainly we wouldn't want to reach across U.S. citizens, and we don't, and that's absolutely right. But in relation to free speech in the U.K., I'm very proud of our history there.
This has been a very good and very productive visit.
Side by side at an afternoon news conference, the two leaders continued working on the latest version.
Thank you very much.
Of their country's special relationship. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Lisa Desjardins.